Multiple people are dead after a shooting at a video game tournament in the US state of Florida. One suspect is dead, but it's unknown whether there's a second person involved. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office tweeted that the area is not safe and people should stay away. Members of Scott Morrison's new cabinet are being sworn in this morning as he takes off on a tour of drought-affected areas. The latest news poll shows support for the coalition has crashed and it is now running 12 points behind Labor on a two-party preferred basis, with Bill Shorten now in the lead as preferred Prime Minister. Long-serving Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has spectacularly quit the front bench and will be replaced by former Defence Minister Maurice Payne. Border Force officials say they're searching this morning for a group of people on board an illegal fishing boat in far north Queensland. Authorities located the abandoned boat in the Daintree River area. 11 people have already been found. It is unclear if they are asylum seekers or illegal fishermen. And Pope Francis has apologised to victims of child sex abuse committed by the Catholic Church in Ireland. Around 300,000 people have attended a mass in Dublin to mark the end of the Pontiff's two-day historic trip. Protesters also gathered to demonstrate against the first papal visit there in almost 40 years. The Pope begged forgiveness for the scandal and betrayal felt by the many victims.